Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Len.
Contrary to recent rumors about China relaxing its zero COVID policy, China has confirmed it will stick with the policy. What does this mean for oil?
Well, certainly the market had been helped by rumors about a relaxation of the policy, especially last week. So that had helped support this rally up we've seen recently in Brent. But this weekend, as you say, the National Health Commission's Disease Prevention Control Bureau said that China will unswervingly adhere to the current virus controls, although there may be some tweaks that suggest a slight softening of the approach. But broadly speaking, it's going to stay in place. Brent, as a consequence, has been a bit lower this morning, but it did trade up close to $99 per barrel on Friday, which is around the levels of the early October high. I think it was always questionable just how credible these claims of an end to the policy were going to be. I mean, it's only a few weeks ago that Xi was very clear ahead of his extension of his term in office. China was going to stick with the policy, and that was that. So I'm not sure quite how disappointing this is for the markets, given that it wasn't completely certain, but it was by no means certain that the policy was going to be relaxed at all. And there are other reasons for the market to be bullish anyway. In particular, there are the worries about the upcoming additional European sanctions targeting Russia, so particularly connected with insurance. And this is also especially enabling Brent to outperform other crude benchmarks, and we're also seeing this feeding through into higher tanker freight rates as the market gears up for the logistical challenges connected with that. Of course, we have the OPEC plus cuts coming into force this month, so that removing barrels from the market. And generally, there's been a bit more of a positive sentiment in gas sets. The dollar has been a little bit weaker, particularly after the unemployment figures from last week. There's a lot actually going on to support oil above and beyond just the rumors about the Chinese COVID plans.
And where might the market go from here?
Well, I think we've broken through now the downtrend the market's been following since the summer. We've talked about this a lot in recent weeks. It's been pressing up against that downtrend, but last week, to my mind, it finally made a really decisive break through that. And there are now two resistances around current levels which come into play. So we have the high from early October that I already mentioned, close to 99, and then we also have the 100-day average, which is also around this current kind of levels. So those are the two things to look out for. If it can break through these resistances, then certainly 100 is on the cards. It's really not far away. And indeed, we have the 200-day average around $103 per barrel. So that could be the next one to look out for after that. On the downside, the thing to look out for is the uptrend that Brent has been following since the lows at the end of September. And that comes in currently around $93 per barrel. So I think the question at the moment is whether the disappointment over the rumors around a change in policy stance in China is enough to test that sort of uptrend around the 93 level.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks very much, Len.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.